The following program has been pre-recorded.
Live from the greater Los Angeles area, home of Christmas Tree Lane and the Naples Island Christmas Boat Parade, this is the Christmas Stocking Summer Music Spectacular.
Some top-down cruising Christmas music from Alan Dean. It's called Sandy Claus. You know, like the beach. This is the fourth annual Christmas Stocking Summer Music Spectacular. I'm Lee Cameron. Man, I'm glad you're here, and I'm glad I'm here. It hasn't been a hot summer where I am. I'll be honest with you. I haven't really felt the need for this year. But I know a lot of you have been going crazy. The Northeast had a ridiculous summer heat wave. The South has been going through a lot. So, now I understand. Believe me, I understand. But you know what? Not everybody wants to escape to Christmas. Not everyone loves Christmas in July. Especially when they go to the stores. Now, we know that the Hallmark stores probably get started the earliest with their ornament collection debut every July. But most of those stores don't make a big deal until, I don't know, maybe September? But you know what? I don't go to those stores a lot. Over in London, you can now shop Selfridge's department store's Christmas collection. It opened like August 2nd, and then Harrods opened theirs the following Saturday. Now, I think Selfridge's is a lot like Bloomingdale's here. and it opened early because it did so well in August last year. This is the earliest they've done it, so far. Hey, you know what? If there's water and it's not too cold, and even sometimes when it is, there's bound to be a Christmas boat parade.
Too far away. Too much open water for Santa's sleigh. I'll sail away. Can't forget these children on Christmas Day. Starlight, star bright. Shine the way to every island, port in sight. I'll sail all night. Gotta take what's wrong and try to make it right. Gonna stop at each and every aisle, oh yeah. Never gonna stop till I see them smile, oh no. Gonna pack some presents on a Christmas boat. Gonna fill her up till she barely floats. Sunset, sunrise. Sail the Caribbean under moonlit skies. Somehow, some way. Made it to each island before Christmas Day. Sailing for miles. All it's gonna take to make it worth my while. Laughter and smiles. Wonder on the face of every island child. Just because it's always warm and sunny down here doesn't mean I shouldn't spread goodwill and good cheer. Gonna find some children in a bamboo shack. Gonna wear a red suit and a Santa hat. Take them all a present in a Santa sack. In another year I'll be coming back.
So sail away.
Won't be long before we're going back to Christmas again. Those are the Woofers and Christmas Boat. I like that song a lot. Everyone's into saving the environment these days. Hopefully it'll stick. In Orange County, California, you'll be able to lease a live Christmas tree instead of buying one. All you have to do is promise to water and take care of it. Prices range from $50 to $135, depending on how big you want the tree. There are others up and down the West Coast, including a business in Torrance, which delivers from Santa Monica to Long Beach, the Bay Area up north, in Central California, and Living Christmas Tree Company in Portland, Oregon, which claims to be the original Christmas tree leaser. I haven't been able to find any on the East Coast or in the Midwest, but I'm sure there are some. She's from Stockholm, Sweden, but lives in the Los Angeles area. But I've never met her. I am following her on Twitter now, at Sandra Nordstrom. This is Sandra Nordstrom in the Christmas stocking.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight.
Every year I talk about getting ready for Christmas early, and this episode of the Christmas stocking is about the only thing I do to get ready. The Tennesseans' Heloise type lady, Ms. Cheap, has some interesting ideas I tweeted about, including thinking about an angel child or charity toy gift now. You can find great back-to-school deals, or if you like garage sale shopping, you might find a toy still in the box for cheap. Also, talk to friends and family now about how you want to handle the holidays. You may find everyone's cutting back or simplifying, and your life may become suddenly easier. Whoa. I'm feeling funky now.
I hope you can help me, Santa Claus. I need a brass band to kick a few bars. Been my dream ever since I'm a child to burn a brass band kicking all in style. Cause when a brass band kicking that funky beat, it takes me back home to Bourbon Street. The drum beat always makes me dance, and the funky horns will put y'all in a trance. Yes, I've been nice, I ain't been naughty. If I get a brass band, I'll be the life of the party. Help me, Santa, I know you're the man. All I want for Christmas is a funky brass band. Ho, 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 ho. Ho, 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 ho. Ho, 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 ho. Ho, 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 ho. I'm begging you, Santa, begging you, please. Can't you see me, Santa, begging here on my knees? Forgive me, Santa, I know I'm a pain. You better hurry up or I'ma go insane. I even wrote a letter to your wife, Miss Claus. Please, this year, no socks, no drawers. Don't want no truck, want no car. Want a brass band so I can be a big star. That's a bit nice, I ain't been naughty. If I get a brass band, I'll be the life of the party. Santa, I know you're the man. All I want for Christmas is a monkey brass band. Ho, 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 ho. Ho, 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 ho. Ho, 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 ho. Ho, 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 ho. Break it down, y'all. We'll be right back. time I see you, hope you're at my door. Gonna decorate my house with plenty of light so you can find me on the darkest night. I'm up all night, watching like a dog, eating on cookies and sipping on eggnog. Trimming the tree, getting things just right, watching for Santa, but he's no insight. Yes, I've been nice, I ain't been naughty, but get a brass band, I'll be the life of the party. Help me, Santa, I know you're the man. All I want for Christmas is a funky brass band. Ho, 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 ho. Ho, 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 ho. Quick ride by my mom and them. The house was rocking, the joint was jumping. The brass band Cool Bone couldn't stop bumping. Cool Bone bumping, bumping it hard. Bumped me to death, I'm screaming, oh my God. Then my mom walked up, gave me a kiss, said Cool Bone was my Christmas wish. I always knew that my dreams come true. This year, Santa, owe it all to you. Thanking you, Santa, for all you've done. When I cut my first record, gonna send you one. Oh, oh, oh.
Zone, Fat Tuesday. That's P-H-A-T, the number 2, S-D-A-Y. All I want for Christmas is a funky brass band, Santa Claus. It's in the Christmas stocking. I'm Lee Cameron. Man, New Orleans has had a tough 10 years. But they're not the only ones. Nashville has had some really hard flooding this year, and Gaylord Opryland was taken out of commission for a while. In fact, they're out of commission right now and are working feverishly to reopen November 15th, just ahead of a country Christmas, which kicks off November 19th. That's not just a show, that's an umbrella title for things like a dinner show with Louise Mandrell, an ice attraction, the Rockettes, and a lot more.
To have the best little Christmas that we've ever, ever had, it'll take a little faith, it'll take a little faith. To have the best little Christmas that we've ever, ever had, it'll take a little faith, it'll take a little faith, me and you.
Bum, 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 bum. Bum, 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 bum.
So broke, we don't have anything except this Christmas tree and caroling.
Fire took everything, now we'll start over. I'm pulling you closer than ever, than ever before. To have the best little Christmas that we've ever, ever had, it'll take a little faith, it'll take a little faith. To have the best little Christmas that we've ever, ever had, it'll take a little faith, it'll take a little faith, me and you.
From the wreck
mistletoe and all our friends. A new beginning, better than ever. Do you think so? We won't know until we try. Have the best little Christmas that we ever, ever had. It'll take a little faith. It'll take a little faith. Have the best little Christmas that we ever, ever had. It'll take a little faith. It'll take a little faith.
Happy Christmas music from Don McAvoy and the Great Whatever. That's the best little Christmas. That's a song I found from the late lamented GarageBand.com. But don't worry, I have a link to where you can find the music to buy it and find a whole lot more about Don McAvoy and all the music at MyChristmasStocking.net. That's where you can find the show notes. MyChristmasStocking.net. Then just click the show notes for episode 47, Christmas Stocking Summer Music Spectacular. Fourth annual. Wow. Have you ever thought about how retailers plan for the holidays? Toy sellers often order in November the year before. Retailers start ordering non-toy stuff 4 to 6 months in advance, except for the hoity-toity ones, which can start 6 to 9 months early. And department stores usually get to work a year in advance for the next Christmas. The fashionistas and the electronics stores order in the summer to take advantage of styles and technological advances, respectively. Last Christmas, I played a couple of songs from the Oxford Waits, one called The Christmas Holiday or Stuff Your Guts. Got another one. It's the tale of the Christmas goose in the Christmas stocking.
Now Christmas has again arrived to please each hungry sinner. Let's have a great plum pudding and a stunning goose for dinner. And such a goose as I shall like must be a goose of fame. Such a goose before you never saw and you never see again. I never told a lie in all my life, cause lying plays the deuce. What I tell you I know is true of a wonderful Christmas goose. This wonderful goose has travelled far over hedges, gates and stiles. From the end of his tail to the tip of his beak is 97 miles. He is so fat he cannot walk, but like a worm he crawls. And each of his eyes is 7 times as big as a dome of St. Paul's. I never told a lie in all my life, cause lying plays the deuce. What I tell you I know is true of a wonderful Christmas goose. When he fluttered his wings, he swept the moon and brought the cobwebs down. And every feather so help me never covered 60 acres of ground. This curious goose surprised the world. He could dance like a mountain goat. 350 brewer's praise went galloping down his throat. I never told a lie in all my life, cause lying plays the deuce. But I tell you I know it's true of a wonderful Christmas goose. They had to stuff this wonderful goose 8 million tons of taters, and to do the work they did employ 6,000 navigators. Inside this goose is barely was among the lots of stuffing, 40,000 tinkers all at work, blowing and a-puffing. I never told a lie in all my life, cause lying plays the deuce. What I tell you I know is true of a wonderful Christmas goose. Thank you. Logan, and I know my friend you saw his equal never. The men and boys made such a noise, bawling goose forever. And when the fat began to melt and the goose's flesh got burnt, boys, the smell flew over to Madras and smothered all the sorrows. I never told a lie in all me life, cause lying plays the deuce. But I tell you, I know it's true of a wonderful Christmas goose.
Oh, a tree's been chosen for the U.S. Capitol. It's coming from Wyoming this year, somewhere near Jackson. It'll make its national tour in early December. I've been trying to jam a lot of Christmas music in and not talk too much, but I've got to talk to you about something right now. The Christmas Stocking Show has really grown from its early days on the web. Thank you for making this the number one Christmas podcast on iTunes. You know, when you search for Christmas and check the podcasts, we're the first one on the list now. We have a thriving Twitter community at Xmas Stocking and a Facebook community, too. Over the years, people have asked, how can I help? And many have, with great suggestions, stories, and kind words and compliments, which are great motivations. Please keep them up. In the past few months, some technical things have changed, making my job a little more difficult, including my podcast host bailing out of the hosting business. They're the ones who give me a place on the web to put my shows so you can get it. I can't blame them. They weren't charging. I've thrown this one up on another free site, archive.org, which I appreciate, but I'm also nervous about since they've already gone down for a weekend on me. And I want to make sure you get the shows. I really want to move to a more reliable host, and I plan to, but that's going to be a monthly expense for a show that, let's face it, comes out for maybe 8 weeks a year. I would also like to expand and improve the website with a paid host. I am very good at finding the deals, but they're starting to slip away. All of this is to tell you that I'm giving you the opportunity to help the Christmas Stocking in a couple of ways. If you shop on Amazon, especially at Christmas, if you go through the links on my site, mychristmasstocking.net, and buy something, I'll get a small cut. Also, if you'd like to more concretely contribute, there are now PayPal buttons on my site where you can make a one-time gift of any amount or a recurring gift. We're calling a subscription because that's what the button says, and I haven't figured out how to change it. You can make a monthly subscription gift of $2, $5, or $10. And these will go for a year and then stop. A couple more things. These are not tax deductible because I am not a nonprofit corporation, so don't try to deduct them. Also, while I will be putting money into the podcast host and other aspects of the show to start, I might consider any extra, you know, if there ever is any, a nice gift from you and spend it on me and or my family. Oh, and one last thing. I am the worst about contributing money because I've spent my entire life in radio and now teaching and acting, and I never feel like I know when my next check is coming. So if you don't give to me, I will not take it personally. There are a lot of others who need a lot more than I ever will, and if you choose to give to them, that's great. I appreciate all the different types of support you give me and the show. Sheesh, I really am going on too long now. But I want to thank a few people who emailed topelf@mychristmasstocking.net, like Sean in Pennsylvania, who wanted me to expand to other holidays, and Mark, who sent in a great Christmas memory that I don't believe I've been able to share yet. I've got to check that, but I will this season for sure if I haven't yet. I would love to hear from you via email, Twitter, Facebook, or phone. Use the call me button at mychristmasstocking.net, and I have an iPhone workaround too. So you can use it on your iPhone and call me. It's private. You don't get my number. I don't get yours. It's perfectly safe. I hope to hear from you soon. And thank you to everyone on Twitter and Facebook. You guys make it fun. Thank you for all the great reviews on iTunes, too. They're really helpful. I'm talking to you, Bolton Lane, Dave Guerra, and Brad Frizzell. Those are just the latest ones. Thank you very much. Seriously. I can't believe I got this song for the final song. Irving Berlin was one of the most prolific hit writers of the 20th century. He had a ton of them. And the biggest one was one that supposedly was written in 1940 by the pool in Phoenix, Arizona, for the movie musical Holiday Inn, and the most recorded Christmas song to date. And the man most associated with the song recorded it a bunch of times himself. But I believe this is his most famous version. It's Bing Crosby and White Christmas. I'm Lee Cameron, and I'll talk to you this Christmas. May all of them be white. Merry summer.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas with every Christmas card I write. May your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow.
And may all